The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We've got Greg Bishop, Nick Redfern, Gene, and Chris. Started with Albert K. Bender, moved on to the three men in black and the women in black. Nick was asked a question about recording audiobooks.
Well, that was good to know that Bally enjoyed it, because I like to get feedback on the audiobooks. Basically, sort of a tricky situation, because a couple of my earlier books were available on audio, or still are, one of them being Pyramids and the Pentagon, and just recently, Bloodline of the Gods, and the one that I've got coming out imminently, Weapons of the Gods, that'll actually also be out in audio format in about a month's time. And both of those, Bloodline and Weapons of the Gods, you can buy them on in audible form off Amazon, or you can buy them as a box set of CDs as well. Now, when Valerie asked the question about, you know, we'll be going through my back catalogue, I probably won't. The reason being that the spin-offs, the audio spin-offs, actually aren't done by me. That's actually done between the publisher and companies that they contract to do the audio recording for them. So, in other words, it's out of my hands as to, you know, they have the, in terms of the rights in the contract, they have the rights to, you know, right, to sort of market the book to like a German publisher or a French publisher or to an audio publisher. Now, I mean, I could arrange for someone to do it, but I'm guessing it would be quite a lot of money, really, to sort of hire someone to read every one of my books and then, you know, have to...
It'd be cool if you did it, if you recorded it. I'd definitely...
You see, otherwise I'd volunteer, but I think it would be special, extra special, to have Nick Redfern do his own books. That's what should happen.
Yeah, well...
I don't think Nick's going to be able to do it in Mandarin, though. That's the problem.
No. You know, I mean, if the publishers want to keep putting them out, I'm happy with that. You know, because it's, I think it's a cool format. You know, people like to listen to audiobooks. I don't think I'd really want to have to do it myself. I just don't have the patience for things like that. I'm sort of the wrong person to ask, really. It would drive me insane having to read, you know, my own books for 30-something books across a couple of months. I'd be like, I'll be blowing my brains out at the end of it, you know.
I haven't even read my books. Imagine reading them back to yourself in front of a microphone. Ooh.
I tell you what, I actually did a few audiobooks for the educational market back in the mid-70s. Somebody was publishing this set of books, and I was doing the pre-press work on it. And then he said, well, you're a radio broadcaster. Why don't you do the audiobooks? And I looked at him, and this is dull stuff. It's not like, you know, one of these page turners like Greg or Nick would write. This was dull. And I did it, and it was painful. Vowed never to do an audiobook again.
Well, I'll get you to do Stalking the Herd. How's that? You can go through chapter after chapter of case after case after case.
You see, I do this ahead of the rest home.
I know that Greg wouldn't let me read his, I know he wouldn't if I asked him, he wouldn't let me read his most famous book because I keep calling it Project Beta.
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 Project Beta.
Beta.
How do you say it, Greg? How do you say it?
Beta.
Beta.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, yes.
Yeah. And after you beat it, then what do you do to her?
Yeah, but I would say beta. So. Wouldn't sound right. So.
That'd be perfect. Anytime anybody reads anything in English in a British accent, no matter what area of the country you're from, Americans automatically think it's got more weight and intellectual heft behind it.
Right. Gravitas.
That's it.
Grava who?
Gravitas.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's got a more integritas behind it.
Well, would you like another question from one of our posters here at forum.theparacast.com?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, this one comes from William Strathman, and he's wondering if you are familiar with Bryce Zabel's experience, which Robbie Graham mentioned here on the Paracast, and there are many MIB reports of a similar nature, he's wondering.
I actually haven't heard of that one, no.
Wow. Why don't you let Gene fill you in on all the details?
Okay.
You want to talk more, Chris. Why don't you do it?
Well, he, of course, for our new listeners, Bryce Zabel co-produced a program, a TV series for NBC back in the 90s called Dark Skies.
Yeah.
And he was visited by what appeared to him to be civilian attired military type operatives who kind of told him that he was on the right track and kind of hinted around that maybe, he should I forget the details of exactly what they said, but there was no question in Bryce's mind, at least according to my memory of his recounting the visit, actually, and it was several visits. I think they wanted to meet him in some weird place, and he didn't want to go, and he actually kind of blew it off, and they were actually fairly persistent. I think they contacted him on at least two or three occasions, and the last occasion he just got too freaked out by the whole thing and just refused to talk to them. Gene, do you remember exactly what it was that they were talking about? I for some reason my mind goes blank when I'm trying to remember what their apparent agenda was in speaking with him. It wasn't like cease and desist, but it was almost like they were saying, yeah, you're on the right track, but we really know what's going on. And if you really want to know, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think that's largely it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that happens every so often. You meet somebody who claims to know something, and then for whatever reason, nothing ever happens. Nothing comes out of it.
Well, that's
actually part of the phenomenon right there, where you find yourself with the same, with somebody who claims to have knowledge of something, and they sought you out, and they're ready to get you set for this, and then at the critical moment, they're history.
Well, he blew him off. He wouldn't do the final meeting where they were supposed to come up with some sort of something for him, and he was just too freaked out by it. You know, people have often asked me about my investigative work and whether I've, you know, had any sort of experiences with Men in Black. I've mentioned on the show a number of times about the four black-clad individuals that waltzed into my house thinking nobody was home and went through my files, and I was in the next room freaking out. My girlfriend's daughter was upstairs, you know, shaking under the covers in her bunk bed. And one of the guys actually came up to the upstairs and looked around. And according to Brisa, he had these kind of things on his face. Almost it sounded like night vision goggles. I have never been personally, you know, had somebody knock at the door dressed in black. But I had a man in beige that really freaked me out.
I can just see right now the song "We Are the Men in Beige," the Galaxy Protectors. Doesn't work.
He was wearing a safari, you know, intelligence operative suit and had the brush cut and the military, you know, bearing and the whole thing. He was doing NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, power moves on me as we were talking. And the only time that my girlfriend ever, you know, had a problem was somebody who had come to the house. The hundreds and hundreds of people that have tramped through the house over the years, whether it's, you know, the media types or, you know, people visiting or, you know, whomever. There were a lot of people that went through, and she was very, very gracious, and she was very, very accommodating. And the only time she ever had a problem with anybody is this guy, this man in beige. I still have his business card. He was a director for the Institute of Social Architecture. Figure that one out. He was leaving just as Isidore was coming in, and she came in, her eyes were blazing, saying, "I did not get a good feeling. Who was that? I don't ever want to see Amir again."
I hope that didn't end the relationship, Chris, but we have to end the segment.
Okay. Almost.
With Gene, Chris, Greg, and Nick, you're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, it's laughter again, regaling ourselves with laughter. We're laughing at ourselves because we're too tragic. We're all tragic figures here.
Speak for yourself, dude.
Oh, I resemble that remark. So we all started out with Men in Black and Women in Black and Greg Bishop and Nick Redfern. And again, Nick, has a book coming out called The Women in Black. When's that going to be out, my friend?
Actually the Kindle's already up, but the paperback, I think probably a couple more weeks yet, because I've actually, coincidentally, just today had the bound proofs come through just so I can have one last look. Basically, you know, with the proofs, it's sort of it's a finished edition, you know, but I've just got to go through it and check it or make sure that the type colouring all looks good and the pictures are reproduced properly. So when I get that back to them in the next week or so, I think it'll be sort of a couple more weeks where they get all the distribution and everything else set up, and then it should be good to go sometime after that.
At least your publisher sends it to you. My publisher didn't even show me mine. He signed off on it for me.
Don't go with them again.
I don't plan to.
Oh, yeah, make sure everything's in place, yeah.
Or you can self-publish like I did and have all the headaches that fall right on you.
Yeah.
You know, I think me and Greg were talking about this the other day. I mean, self-publishing, I mean, a lot of people in the UFO subject or the writing field who get very sort of, you know, above themselves and say, well, if you self-publish, you're not a real author. You know, they kind of have this image that you've got to be published by a known publisher. Well, you know, those days are long gone. And there's actually a great deal to be said, in my opinion at least, from self-publishing, because you can write about what you like. It doesn't matter how obscure the subject is. You know, where a mainstream publisher might say, well, we're not going to sell many copies, so we're not going to publish this book on an obscure UFO case from 1947 or something. But you can do that. You know, you can design the cover yourself, you know, when you want to put it out. Mainstream publishers, they want control.
And they want all the money.
they do get most of the money.
Yeah, and I think also when I do, you know, when I'm with publishers, there's a great deal of debate and discussion, you know, between me, my agents, and the publishers as to how things are to go ahead, because, you know, I don't want to be with publishers that think they can just tell the author what to do, and I don't put up with that. You know, I make sure that this is how, you know, they say, what ideas do you have for the cover? You know, so I always come up with ideas that I think will be good, you know, and then they will do something based on what I suggest to them. And then it's sort of a case of, you know, we sort of battle between the two of us. And I think that, you know, it's important that an author retains control on the theme of the book. You know, I mean, there have been books where I've turned down the writing of a book because I didn't feel comfortable with what the publisher was expecting or wanting, you know.
Yeah, good for you, Nick. You got to stick
with what I wanted to do. I've done that too, you know.
That's really important. I've been blessed in one sense and then cursed in another. I've done all the covers for my books, you know, my last three books at least, I've done the covers for, and, you know, I've been solely responsible for the content. I haven't had any problems with that. It's just, you know, the whole thing with publishers is normally you get an index, normally you get really good proofreading and editorial expertise. Sometimes you go with a with a less than a major publisher, you don't get that kind of support. They get all the money. You have to do all the work. Unfortunately, the follow through isn't where it should be. And so there is something to be said for this new kind of phase of publishing, I think, we're going into. And I'm looking forward to maximizing my potential independently.
That's good.
Yeah, I really think it's important to do it. And be the one, I'm not going to be able to point a finger at anybody if I self-publish. So, and I think that rings true for anybody that's out there that thinks they have a good subject, and knows that they have a passion for the subject matter and they have the research. A good example would be Mike Clellan's book on owls. You know, I think that was a very, very well done book. It's been really well accepted by the mainstream for a first time author. I think it's a good example of how it can be done properly and how you can have an impact with a really relevant subject. If you have a good subject, it deserves to be out there and it deserves to have a readership. You know, someone like you, Nick, I'm surprised you're not doing all your own books. You have so many books out, you have a well-established readership out there. And so you might even think about that.
Now, there's one thing I should mention here. There's a fly in the ointment with this, which is for a book to be properly done, you really need an outside editor, and that can be expensive if you want to invest in that.
Well, it is, but I mean, you know, there's also, if you're self-publishing, I mean, there's something to be said of just really having the author's input, you know, and not being turned into some sort of sterile writing style that the editor might want, you know. And I think this people kind of find that engaging sometimes when it's just, you know, it's sort of, as they say, the warts and all, you know, from the author in their own words. But yeah, I think this, particularly in what I, you know, what is known as the arts, there's way too much sort of self-important stuff of, oh, I'm a published poet and whatever. You know, it's like, well, it is like whatever. You know, I don't care if somebody's published by themselves or somebody's published by some major company. It's the story that, you know, is important. And if the person can put out themselves and get rid of the middleman, you know, more power to them. I mean, the women in Black Book and the men in Black Book that I did last year, they came out through my agent's company, Lisa Hagen Books. And Lisa's my agent, but she set up her own company. And we do my books, these books at least, the Men in Black and the Women in Black books, and a few others that are going to come out. We're doing those through Lisa's company. So it's just the two of us, really.
Cool.
Deciding on the subjects, you know, what the theme's going to be, and getting the designer on board, and, you know, the person who's going to edit it and do the cover. But it's basically sort of me and Lisa, you know, saying, well, this is what we want to do, what we can do for the next one. And but yeah, I would like to do more, you know, go down that self-published path, because I have got a lot of stories which are so obscure that I know, even though they're good stories, most publishers are going to look at them and think, they're only going to sell 50 copies. But, you know, for me, if you can only sell 50 or 100, if it goes to people who really enjoy it, well, so what? You know, it's sharing the information and entertaining someone at the same time.
Right, and you're the only one that can write it. That's the important thing, is if you don't write it, it's not going to get written.
Mm-hmm. No, well, Greg's got some books on, you know, just weird experiences that, you know, he could do a cool book out of those or whatever.
Yeah, well, what do you think of the self-published route, Greg? You've just gone through the whole process. I mean, any advice for aspiring writers out there that have maybe a data bank of some interesting material that they want to get out?
Yeah, but I will sort of try to start at the beginning. You know, if I hadn't been published by, you know, two or three regular publishers, I probably would have just tried to go to a publisher. But since I had, I really didn't have any really bad experiences with anybody. I mean, there's some light editing and some of the things I did. Project Beta wasn't touched, really. Actually, Patrick Weege, I think, changed one word in the entire text, so I got really lucky.
We'll be luckier if we break now, because we can come back and we can go more into this. We have Greg Bishop. We have Nick Redfern. We have Gene and Chris. You're
in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, my network had a freak out in our last segment, you know, which is good because, you know, you think about it this way. The show is broadcast early in the morning. You kind of think the engineers are used to the fact I'm not going to have one of those seven deadly words. So they're nodding off, and suddenly we've got Nick Redfern waking them up.
Yeah, good.
It sounded like the announcer of the home team, and you know, it's talking about a goal from the visiting team.
Goal! He told me I was going too fast last time, so I set the Paracast, and he took me up 15 seconds.
Well, that definitely has the record for the longest Paracast stinger that we've
ever done. Yeah, I don't know what's that. But yeah, Gene said, you're saying it too fast. So I said,
I'm very tall.
Self-publishing?
Yes, self-publishing. That's what we were talking about. Tell us about self-publishing, the trials, the pitfalls, the rewards, and the, you know, everything that goes into it.
Well, I've got this, like, weird control thing. I mean, when I wanted to do, well, also cheapness, when I wanted to do my website, or any number of websites, I just went on the web and just started typing in questions about how to do it. And eventually, you can find questions, you know, answers that make sense. So I did the same with doing the book. Also, I went through Lulu, who make it fairly, you know, easy for you to do it. Because you just have to send them a properly set up, formatted file. And that takes, there's a learning curve on that, too. So what I would say is if you do want to do this yourself, the first one's going to be just, it's painful. But then after that, you've already got it down. Walter Bosley can tell you the same thing. He told me the same thing. If you get that first one down and the way you're doing it, you get your process through and it becomes a lot easier. What I think it was Gene said is that it, or maybe Chris said, it's valuable to have somebody else read the thing because otherwise you don't know how people are going to react to it. I had a couple people read the book, both one for content and two to help me do some proofreading. And that was really valuable. So, yeah, there's one piece of advice I would say anybody that wants to self-publish, get somebody else to read it. Because what makes sense to you may not make sense to anybody else, or not much sense. And they'll say, look, this one chapter or whatever doesn't make any sense, or, I don't know what you're talking about here. Because obviously when you wrote it, you know what you're talking about. But the point is you have to communicate that. So that's a really important part. And the other one is just to be really patient about your learning curve. Because it took me a while. I'm not stupid, but I'm also not like horribly smart either. So it took me a while to figure out all these little things. And I did it in Microsoft Word. It took me a little while, but I did it in Microsoft Word. And Kindle will actually take a Microsoft Word file, then they just...
Really?
They convert it. So I had to get the little...
So you didn't use, like, InDesign or, like, Quark or,
No.
some of the desktop... Wow.
No, I just took the Microsoft Word file, took all the formatting, like, the chapter, the headers and footers and all that stuff out. And, I ran it through their thing, and it's like, and some of the pictures came out crooked and all this. It's like, oh, okay, I guess I have to center them first, before I paste the pictures. And it was just, it took a while. But, it took me, I think, 4 days of just sitting there all day for 4 days to get the Kindle edition put together. So it's not impossible, and it's not easy, but it's very rewarding, because when you're done, you've got something that's totally 100% yours. The royalties on them are much better than you get with a publisher. But the only drawback is you don't have the publicity machine.
Right.
So you got to be your own publicity machine. And luckily, I know people that do podcasts. I do my own. I got on Coast to Coast, which helped a lot, too. All these things, if you know the people and you have the outlets to get the thing out or get your message out, use them.
One thing I should mention also here. Obviously, a publisher has a publicity machine. But unless you're a best-selling author, getting that publicity machine to do much more than sending out a single press release is a job in itself.
Well, it depends on the publisher. We went through for Project Beta. It was Paraview Pocket and Simon & Schuster. They sent copies out to everyone. They sent press releases out everywhere because they, it's Simon & Schuster. They've got a huge machine.
They've got a whole floor of people that do nothing but that.
Yeah, but if you go through, Joe's Publishing, you'd probably do a better job yourself. The first one, maybe not, but after you get going, it's a lot like anything. It just gets a lot easier. You find out, and, at some point, there's already been books written on how you can do it yourself, and those are helpful as well.
Well, my first two books were done by St. Martin's Press, and at one point, the publicity campaign for the second book, I was doing 35 to 10-minute radio spots a day, and this went on for over a week.
Wow.
Well, Nick, what about you? I mean, you've got this, wonderful listenership and readership, people that listen to you on the Paracast and other podcasts and radio shows, but you've also got this wonderful, base readership. What would you advise somebody that's coming into this field that doesn't have that requires some help?
Well, I mean, a lot of it just comes down to sort of hard work and the realization that if you want to turn a passion into a job, then you've got to work, you've got to put the effort in, and you've got to learn to know the publishing business and how to handle, the people within it and not get screwed over, not get taken advantage of, to make sure that you have an agent who is conversant with contracts and legalities and getting things in your favor. And don't be daunted by it. Just learn it all step by step, as you would if you worked as as a car mechanic, you learn bits of the engine bit by bit. It's kind of like that. You just have to know the business. And I think that's when people sometimes get caught up and they fall down because, somebody says to them, oh, we'll publish your book, and it's the first time. And I understand it. It's exciting, the prospect of having your first book published. But sometimes people can get tangled up in all sorts of bad contracts, or the publisher doesn't deliver what it promises, and there's the finished book doesn't look that good. There's errors and stuff like that. So regardless of the subject, whether you're writing books about Hollywood actors or UFOs or sports or whatever it is, you've got to sort of realize that like I said, if it's your passion and it becomes a job, then you've got to learn your job. You know, that's really, it sounds hard, but it's simple. You've just got to know what you're doing, or and have people around you know what they're doing as well. And just keep pushing, you know, just keep pushing. I think sort of being in a position where you don't give up, you know, the first publisher says no, and the second one says no, and the third one says no. Just keep pushing, you know. Yeah. You know, it's, what are you going to do? Just give up and lose, you know what I mean? No, you've just got to keep on and on.
Yeah, you got to keep it going. And the same holds true for, you know, for other artistic pursuits, whether it's the music business, which can dovetail into this conversation effortlessly. The same thing's going on there. The music business has been screwing over artists for decades, and now they're getting screwed over because artists are going direct to the market with their own releases of musical material. And, you know, even films, I think. We're going to see now major films. I think the whole curve was kind of started with the Bell Witch project would be the classic, you know, zeitgeist producing example of what I'm talking about. But, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of artistic vision you have. There's a way to get it done with you in total charge and in control in this wonderful technological age that we live in. So, you know, if the vision is pure and the motive and means are correct and you have, like Nick said, you're really willing to work at it and not give up, I mean, it's amazing the kind of, you know, it depends on the subject, it depends on the album, it depends on, you know, the film or whatever. But, you know, I mean, sky's the limit. You can kind of write your own ticket in this day and age.
We got to write our own break right now, folks, so let's do it. We have Nick Redfern and Greg Bishop and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, if you wanted to publish your own book, listen to Greg, listen to Nick. I've done it a couple of times. Most of my books were published by real publishers. Not that it helped me.
Yeah, what we've got to get away from, just quickly, is what I can't stand is this self-important, oh, I'm an author, I'm an artiste, you know. You know, it's like it's an exclusive club that you can't join. Well, yeah, anyone can join.
Anyone can
put out a really good book, and but no one should be telling people that you're not a real author at all. Those days are like big publishers and cocktail parties and all that stuff. I can't stand all that, you know. It's not necessary. Everybody's got a book in them, and everybody now has the ability to put a book out, and if the old style of school of authors don't like it, well, you know, they haven't moved on. They're dinosaurs, you know.
Now, just in case you still want a real editor to help you out, I did go online to price out services for editing a book manuscript. If you go to a Lulu or a Amazon CreateSpace, a fairly large book, like 70,000, 80,000 words, you're talking about $3,000, $4,000. But if you look online, you go to an individual editor, and some have pretty good records, you can save quite a bit of money. Chris, we got some more questions of Nick?
We pretty much answered most of them, Gene, but I do have another one from William Strathman. Relating to that kind of weird event that happened to you, Nick, I guess it would be almost 5 years ago now, where your PC was hacked when you had an inadvertent call at the very beginning of the whole Roswell slide controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And have you heard back from the authorities about who...
I got nothing, and so did a couple of other people who also put in complaints, got nothing back. Now, that was a weird thing, because I'm never really sure, even to this day, if it was actually a hack or what it was. Or, you know, I mean, I'm not fully conversant on all those issues, but...
Well, they knew information that they only could have gotten from your computer or from an email you sent.
No, it wasn't from mine. It was actually more from... It was Tony Brigalli and Rich Reynolds. It was Tony Brigalli's laptop that was reportedly compromised, and but what was happening was that the person who did it, or the people who did it, were reading his emails, and then when me and Rich Reynolds were replying to them, they were seeing what we were saying and they were responding. But it wasn't it was me and Rich who had actually been intruded upon ourselves. There was no doubt it was Tom Brigalia whose system was compromised. You know, as I said, we were emailing back to him, so the person was reading it based out of his email account, you know. But that was weird, because it was at the start, like you said, of the whole Roswell slides thing, and this was before anybody had seen the slides and before anybody actually knew for sure that it was just a mummified child. And so I do sometimes wonder if whoever did the hacking, whether it was Sinister or just somebody in ufology, whatever right. the answer is, I think at the time, whoever that person was, they were really interested and possibly even worried about what the photographs were going to show. And so they went, because they weren't sure of what the people had got. And so I think from that perspective, that may have been why the hacking went on. You know, if they'd known in advance people just got pictures of a mummified child, it wouldn't have happened because there'd be no point to it. So I don't think, you know, it doesn't legitimize anything other than the fact that maybe when the story first trickled out, maybe, I'm speculating, maybe somebody on the inside thought, wow, perhaps somebody really has got a photograph from back then. Yeah. We need to look into this. And then when it fell apart, they kind of just had a sigh of relief, you know, and went away.
You know, let me just tell you something I haven't mentioned before because it happened today. Now, I have lots and lots of email messages, some going back to like 1999. My inbox on one of my accounts, I won't say which one, an inbox with about 3,600 messages, wiped away, disappeared. Just checked it. It wasn't on just one computer. It was on my iPhone. It was with different email clients. Gone, vanished. Fortunately, the email provider we use, and I'll give the name because they advertise with us sometimes, Polaris Mail, okay? PolarisMail.com. They were able to restore most of it.
Wow, so this was multiple platforms that the data was going
to... It was nothing to do with platform. The webmail, you go online, you check your webmail, right. you check it in your favorite application on the Mac, would be Mail or Outlook for the Mac, or Mail on your iPhone. All gone, 3,600 messages wiped wow. away. They weren't trashed, because if they were trashed, you can go into the trash folder
right.
and see the messages. No, gone, zapped, complete.
Well, we were supposed to mention Trevor James Constable, who, another person who we just recently lost within the last week or two, and we were going to talk about TJC's oh, yeah. theories. I guess we're going to have to extend this back, well, out for another show, because I'm telling you, Constable and some of his theories about sky critters, I think – are really important, and very few people have really looked into the whole idea of, you know, the possibility of biological life forms existing out in our atmosphere. I think that whole concept and the photographs that he got with infrared film, it's just a really interesting, fascinating subject. And the two of you, I know, have looked into Constable's work. And before we go here, let's get some feedback on what you think he was on to, if anything, and do you think that his photographic evidence has some form of legitimacy?
Well, very quickly, if Greg wants to talk about Constable, one thing I would just very, very quickly say is, coincidentally, I've just written an article for Mysterious Universe, which is all about the fact that Constable was very interested in Albert Bender's story, and he corresponded extensively with Greg Barker, all about his theories on what Bender experienced. And that article should hopefully be up tonight or some point tomorrow.
Greg?
Yeah, Constable, he's been very interesting to me for many years. I wish I'd talked to him at some point. One thing people don't really know is that he was very interested in Wilhelm Reich's theories and actually built Cloudbusters and tried to affect UFOs with them, and apparently he had some sort of photographic proof that this had happened. He also used the Cloudbuster actually to make rain, and this was recorded, and I've never seen it happen, but apparently it worked for him. So he's a lot more complicated character than into a lot more things than a lot of people know. There's actually video or a film of him in an old documentary playing around with his Cloudbuster and, like, turning it around on the turret. It's a really cool little piece of film.
It's something like the three of us would have done.
Oh, I would have definitely done that. I was trying out that stuff when I was in my apartment. Basically with little tubes and some running water just to see what would happen. Nothing happened.
Now, Ivan T. Sanderson also had done some speculation about the possibility that at least some UFOs were living creatures. We're just out of time here. Trevor James Constable, we'll definitely try to do an episode about him. Therein lies many tales. Nick Redfern, where can we find more of your stuff?
My blog, which is titled World of Whatever, and the address is nickredfern14.blogspot.com, or Facebook, pick me up there as well.
Greg?
I made up a site for the book. It's called itdefieslanguage.com, there's contact info there, and plus, obviously, the show is Radio Mysterioso. My next live one is on May 1st.
Cool.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. Look for Paracast Fan Clubs, two of them, on Facebook. And also look for The Paracast Plus. We really want you to check this out. This is the best way to support the show. And what we give you with Paracast Plus is a version of this show with better quality audio, without the network ads, 41 minutes of those ads zapped away, history. We give you the After the Paracast podcast, and that's one of the things where you never know what we're going to do, because frankly, we don't know until we kind of put it together, and it always works. We have other features that are debuting. We have several show transcripts. There will be more, but it's very hard to take a show like ours and do a full transcript. It's a lot of work, but it's getting done. We're going to have a special section on classic episodes where we kind of spruce up the audio on the early stuff from 2006 and 2007 and thereabouts. We also have a video channel that's just starting up. And very shortly, you'll see some material from this book that Chris and Ray Stanford wrote. And that's worth a lot. Low subscription rates. Just check out the instructions at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Nick Redfern, Greg Bishop, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendovite.